Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 195. Today's topic is this: generating local PR. So with everything that's going on at this moment in time, what I'm finding is that local journalists and local media are clamoring for news stories. There's only so many times you can continue to write about the pandemic and COVID and hospitals and essential workers, and that's all fine and dandy. But I would hope to believe that we're kind of getting closer to the tail end of things, so that the amount of stories really isn't, it's not going to continue to be as high around all of that stuff, for lack of a better phrase. So that opens up some really interesting opportunities for local businesses. So I want to give you kind of a play-by-play of how you can start to generate some local media. And the whole point of local media is to generate more attention, more exposure for your business. More attention, more exposure, that results in more revenue. That local press also gives you fodder that you can share with your clients or your prospects, your customers. It gives you stuff that you can put on your social media to say, hey, we've been featured in XYZ newspaper or XYZ radio station. It gives you fodder to leverage to attract better and better team members and employees to be able to say, hey, here are all the different places that we've been featured. But the other thing that it does, it's kind of this byproduct effect, is that it allows people that already frequent your business to start to brag about you. It's that whole thing of, well, everyone wants to say, oh, that's where I shop, or that's where I get XYZ done, or that's my landscape, or that's my childcare center where I send my kids. Because that center, that business, that landscaper, that restaurant was just featured on the news. So it's one of those byproducts that allows your customers to help continue to give you some additional exposure. So here are the ways that you can start to move the needle on generating local PR. So I feel like this is, I mean, said day in and day out, but the best place to start is actually to go to Google and type in any kind of topic that you feel you could be educational about. What are some of the topics that you could add some value on, that you could speak on, that you could write about, that you could be interviewed about? Anything at all. If you're a restaurant, could you talk about how you've adapted to the changing environment? Could you talk about retaining good employees? Could you talk about organic food? Could you talk about this quote-unquote meat shortage? Could you talk about what people are ordering during the pandemic? If you're a landscaper, what kind of information could you provide that would be educational? People are hearing all about this crazy killer bees. Could you talk about that, for example, and how maintaining your lawn and that kind of keeps some of the mosquitoes and the bugs away? I mean, I'm reaching there, but you kind of get the picture. You want to look at what are the different areas that you could add some value to. And what you're going to do is you're just going to go to Google and you're going to do these general searches. So let's say, we'll stick with the restaurant example, and you might type in organic food, restaurants, takeout, delivery. You're going to do all these different search keywords. And then what I want you to do is to click on the section that says news. And you're going to start to find all the different news stories that have that keyword mentioned in order typically by date. So you can start to look at what are some of the different places that are talking about that particular story. And on all these stories, they're going to have someone's name. And from there, you're going to reach out to them with some kind of pitch. Now, if you're going to try and do a lot of PR and you're going to make this more of your marketing strategy and your advertising strategy, you'd want to make sure that you're putting enough time and effort into drafting a really robust pitch. But if it's some local media and things like that, I mean, you could do somewhat of a general pitch of, hey, I'm a local restaurant. I saw that you just wrote about this. I would love to shed some light on that topic. I could be interviewed. I could contribute some written content. Please let me know if you'd like to chat. And then what I want you to do, and here's the key to this, is that rather than just sending the one email and then keeping your fingers crossed and practicing this whole kind of hope marketing, I'd like you to either, not necessarily friend them on social media, but start to comment on their stuff. Comment on some of their Instagram posts, their Facebook posts. Share their content on LinkedIn. Start to show some love and some attention to what they're doing. Because what you'll notice then is that right to their cell phones, when they go on to look at things, they're going to see that you shared their content, you shared their articles, you commented. And if you do this enough in a non-spammy way, you're going to get noticed. And that will start to lead to, at the very least, more responses from these different people. And it's as simple as that. Leveraging Google, looking for some stories that you think you could add some value to, reaching out to the person on the story, and it's very easy to find people's email addresses and things like that. I mean, hunter.io, for example, is a tool. I mean, it's very, very easy to find email addresses of people in the local media. And I then just want you to shoot them an email and pitch them with something that's creative or something that's a little bit different. And then from there, again, go on and comment on some of their other articles and share their stuff and do that so you can get noticed. That is the whole goal here. We're aiming to get you noticed so that they start to put two and two together, and then we'll reach back to you and say, hey, I'd love to hear more. And what you want to do is you want to give them 7 to 10 days to respond. Then if they don't hear back, you want to hit them up once more. If you don't hear back, I hit them up a third time. So I typically use the rule of three. But in between, again, I'm sharing their content. I'm liking stuff. I'm commenting. I'm asking questions. I'm trying to stay on their radar. And again, that's not overly challenging when you're looking in a local market. And as you start to get some yeses to your content, whether that's coming on a TV show or a TV station, a radio interview, adding content to blogs, Instagrams, I mean, Facebook Lives, podcasts, you want to broaden up your reach to look at what are the different places that would make sense for you to appear. And it's not always just the top one or two TV stations. It could be, again, the local radio, some of the local newspapers, local magazines, podcasts that are about the area. Look through some of the old episodes you did on the podcast and see what it makes sense for you to come on and do a segment. This is all about building up your authority by generating more local press. And right now, they're starving for good and unique stories. They're starving for this. The media needs you. So get out and take some action. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.